You are on Texas Standard Time.
As a chemical fire raged in Deer Park a couple weeks ago, county officials gave frequent updates with the latest.
With anything that might affect our community. Es primero importante explicar que aunque no se ve humo.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo spoke in English and Spanish, the two most commonly spoken languages in the region. Some praised Judge Hidalgo, but in neighboring Chambers County, one of their elected officials took issue. Commenting on Facebook Live during her bilingual press conference, Commissioner Mark Tice told Judge Hidalgo to speak in English.
We saw the remark there on the KHU 11 News Facebook page. That's Mark Tice, who wrote in part, "This is not Mexico."
Tice doubled down on his comments afterwards in a Houston Chronicle interview. After widespread backlash, he issued an apology statement. Considering Tice's authority, it begs the question, in times of disaster, how does Chambers County communicate with their more than 3,000 residents with limited English? There's no information in Spanish on their county website or emergency management Facebook page. So when their county judge didn't respond to requests for interviews, I headed east to the county seat.
I'm here in the small town of Anahuac, a little over 2,000 person town.
Anahuac's claim to fame is its annual alligator festival. It's quiet, green, rural. A gas station advertises homemade tortillas. Nearby, there's a local huacheteria. Locals grab lunch at the town taco stand.
And then the rusa.
You want the rusa?
Yeah.
A few blocks away, there's a sculpture of a red hat. It's the size of a small car and reads, "Make America Great Again." Next to it, someone's painted a shed, "Build the Wall Tall," with names of all the people who've ever been killed by undocumented immigrants. But my biggest takeaway from the afternoon, people are friendly, offering help at every turn. People like Sister Joselina Cedeño, who's been with Our Lady of Light Catholic Church for 5 years now.
Las noticias corren, ¿verdad?
When I ask her how Spanish speakers fare in a crisis, she says word gets around. Though it may not always come from official channels, she says Spanish speakers in the community do get the information they need.
Yo creo que si no la reciben, preguntan.
She says if they don't, they ask their children or others for help. Or, she says, the courthouse also has Spanish-speaking employees who help get the word out. The community picks up the slack. But is that enough? A new report underscores how language access is critical to public safety in times of emergency. Here's Kate Vickery with the Houston Immigration Legal Services Collaborative.
I think that's really important for, at the very least, Spanish speakers to hear emergency information coming directly from the highest elected official in Harris County.
During the Deer Park fire, Vickery's group released a report that found immigrants were left behind during another emergency, Harvey.
We have 1.6 million foreign-born individuals, and about 50% of them are estimated to be limited English proficiency. Having emergency information available, not just in the right languages, but also at the right literacy levels and accessibility levels, is critical.
Harris County, Chambers County, Waller, Liberty, Montgomery, urban or rural, all of these counties are increasingly diverse. With thousands of residents who struggle with English, it's unclear who is making sure all communities get the emergency information they need. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.